How are we doing, oh? We bless the Lord.
Declarations alone has made my month for me. I'm telling you, this is a loaded, very scriptural, very embedded with the power of God. And I hope and trust that everyone made these declarations and confession of faith with faith.
Sure.
Because there is no way you can make such declarations, such confession, and not see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
True.
And coming in, I was listening to you, and the part that really got to me, if anybody knows what you've been through, and you're still sitting here in the soundness of your mind, still declaring the word of God, and bringing hope to people, it is a testimony that God is good and God is faithful.
True.
I can identify with that.
True.
As a pastor, as a man of God, I've been through a lot.
Yes, we go through a lot.
And I'm saying that in spite of and despite all, God is still faithful.
That's true.
And relenting and giving up is not an option.
At all.
Because the alternative you can imagine. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful to be back here in the studio. And I believe that we have come to the last quarter of the year 2025. And here is the prophetic word that I'm bringing to someone. You know, and as I was meditating and looking into the what to share, the scripture that came to me, which I believe is prophetic and can bring us to the place where we can experience the supernatural, is in 2 Samuel chapter 6. The story of Obed-Edom. How when David had become king, and for 20 years, the ark of God was locked under a tent in the place the Bible called Baal Judah. And for 20 years, the ark was sitting there. David has now come and he's become the king. He thinks and remembers where God has brought him for. And he says, I live in the seated house. I live in my palace. And God who have brought me is still under a tent. So I'm going to bring God to the place where I am. And in that process, the Bible makes us to understand that whilst they were transporting the glory and the presence of God, the ark of God from Baal Judah to Jerusalem, something happened. The Bible said, number one, they didn't understand the protocols of carrying the ark. The ark was never meant to sit on a cart.
At all.
And they were trying to mimic the Philistines who captured the ark. And when God began to judge them, in trying to return the ark, they didn't carry it. They put it on a cart. And they were trying to do the same and made a mistake. The Bible said, God struck Uzzah. David says, why should I bring the presence of God or the ark with me? The Bible said he was afraid. But something caught my attention in this narration. The Bible said, David decided to put the ark in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. I've read that portion of scripture for a very long time, but this time the name and where the guy is coming from caught my attention. The Bible said he put the ark in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Gittite also caught my attention. Who is a Gittite? Now, when you look at it, you do a little search, you realize that the Gittites are the Philistines from Gath, the same place where Goliath came from. So number one, Obed-Edom was not a Jew.
No.
Obed-Edom was not an Israeli.
He was a heathen.
He was a heathen. And 20 years, the ark has been in Baal Judah. No prosperity, no blessing, nothing was happening in Judah. For 20 years, nobody was provoking and enjoying the blessings that comes with the presence of God. Until he entered the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And I want us to read verse number 11 and 12 of 2 Samuel chapter 6, and 12. It said, the ark of the Lord remained in the house. Now, the word remained, it means that it was a present continuous staying.
Constant.
Today, the least disappointment of a believer, he wants to withdraw from God's presence. How many people you have met and you have asked, where were you in church? And they tell you, well, I'm going through this. You know, after the fasting, I was expecting this outcome and it didn't happen. No, you got to remain until the ark remains in your house. And please, the ark is the symbolism of God's presence. In the ark, we saw there was the bread in there. We saw the rod was in there. And all these things have their own prophetic, you know, significance that I don't have time to go into today. But your direction is in the presence. The word you need for everyday living is in the presence. When the presence departs, you begin to have issues and problems. What caught my attention, it remained in the house of Obed-Edom. Look at that portion of scripture again. It said, the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. 3 months only. That's all you need, 3 months. Wow. And we are left with three months for the year to be over. I know you've been through some frustrating times. You've been through some challenging times. And you probably are wondering, will 2025 go down as one of those disappointing years? No, don't make that conclusion yet. We are left with the last quarter, 3 months. We have October, November, and December. I'm telling you prophetically, your God will show up.
Yes.
I said God will show up.
Yes.
The same God that showed up for Obed-Edom. I don't know what they were thinking, ladies and gentlemen, because it was a Philistine.
Jesus.
And this thing that looks like was killing everybody, everybody was afraid. But Obed-Edom welcomed the ark in his house. Have you learned the protocol of hosting the presence of God? Obed-Edom hosted the presence of God. And in 3 months, what I love here is this. When you get to verse 12, it wasn't Obed-Edom who was running around telling everybody, come and see what God has done. It was being reported.
Yeah.
Because God cannot visit you and it will not be obvious for all to see. I want to prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice that beginning from today, the first day, which is the first day of the beginning of the last quarter, may God show up.
Amen.
And may God show off.
Amen.
In your life, in your ministry,
amen.
In your business,
amen.
In your health,
amen.
In your finances,
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said not only the ark remained 3 months, only 3 months. You know, I love making this statement. It doesn't take time. It takes God.
Yeah.
You know, some people sit down and say, well, I'm waiting on God. No, learn how to plug into God. Learn how to plug into the promises of God, into the presence of God, and watch God amaze you. Look at the rest of that verse. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom too, and all his household. Not just Obed-Edom. And what caught my attention, the ark was not exclusively meant for Obed-Edom the Gittite. It was for the entire nation. But the entire nation didn't know how to observe the protocol and the courtesies of hosting his presence. And that's what resulted to the death of Uzzah. And now fear entered the king and said, I don't want to bring the presence to the capital of the nation and set it aside in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. This is what caught my attention again. Obed-Edom did not only learn how to observe the protocols of hosting the presence of God, he also taught his family.
Yeah.
Because now we are seeing, the Bible says it, and there are no meaningless details in scriptures. Every detail is pointing to tell us, you and I, something we ought to observe and learn. Obed-Edom, the head of the family, knew how to host the presence and has taught those courtesies to his family. And because of that, he wasn't just the only one who was being blessed. The Bible said his entire household was also blessed.
Mm.
Don't be the only one on fire for Jesus. Mm. Bring your family along.
Thank you.
Don't be the only one, husband, who prays. Mm. Bring your wife, bring your children.
Yeah.
Where are the days of family devotion?
Ah.
Where a husband and wife and the children sat together in the living room and the husband, the high priest, led them to pray. Today, the rat race of life, the schedules and the business has made everyone and each one for their own. And today, the days of smartphones and internet and WhatsApp, when we wake up, there's no more family devotion. People want to, you know, quickly get a fix, listing somewhere, and then they say they have had their devotion. I want to challenge you to become like Obed-Edom the Gittite. That I'm not just going to be the one who hear from God. I want to teach my family to hear from God. I don't want to be the only one who goes to church. I'm coming with my family. I know, yes, my children have grown and they have gone to college and some of them are in high schools. Some of them are. I still want to do my high priest duty by checking on them. Do you go to church? Do you read your Bible? Are you? Until I teach my family to learn the courtesies and the protocols of hosting the presence of God, the blessing will not come.
You're preaching.
The antidote of the crisis and the season we find ourselves is the presence of God. You can't do without the presence of God. But I like the attitude of David. Look at verse 12 now. The Bible said, now it was told King David, saying, can I prophesy to somebody again? You are not going to be the one bragging, see what the Lord have done. People are going to go around and say, have you heard that the Lord has visited Pastor Atu? God has visited. They're going to say, have you heard that God has visited George Crappy? They're going to say, have you heard? What is your name? Amen. People are going to go around and begin to announce that since we entered the last quarter, since we entered the month of October, I like what you said, that the beginning of the month and the end of the month is a gate.
Yeah.
A new gate is being opened. A new door is being opened. You are being transitioned from the old season into a new season.
Yeah.
The gates are open. The gate of opportunity.
Thank you.
The gate of blessing. The gate of healing.
Thank
the gate of restoration. The gate of breakthrough has opened. The first day of the month. And that is why today is critical. And today is very important. And this prophetic word that is coming to you, it's a rhema word to you. The same ark. Today we don't have a physical ark, but we have his presence.
His presence.
That invisible presence. Do you know how to invoke the presence? Jesus. Have you plugged in into the presence? Have you come to the place where his presence means everything to you? But I want you to understand, it's going to be announced. They went and told David, I think we got something wrong. The ark we rejected because we think it was killing people. You know, many are frustrated in the church. There is nothing that is more frustrating like a person who believes I've done everything I know to do and still nothing is changing. There is always something you don't know yet. And if you will learn to host his presence, he will reveal it to you. I don't know, because you see, a later study again, when David was being pursued by Saul, he ended up with the Philistines. And from there, a bunch of them gang up around him. David was a fugitive who was raising an army, and the way he was living was to prosecute wars. Sometimes he was fighting for people, defending people. That's how he made a living. And so by the time he came into his inheritance as the ordained king, some of these people came with him from the Philistine and took residence in Israel. One of them was Obed-Edom the Gittite. And that's how the ark ended in his house. but at this point in time has adopted the God of Israel as his God. Isn't it beautiful how God loves everybody?
Yeah.
Regardless of where you come from, regardless of your past, regardless of your challenges. I don't want you to sit down there and think that God doesn't love you. I know you've been through some battles. You see, if Reverend Atu wasn't a man of God, if I wasn't a man of God, we would have also raised our hand and throw in the towel and say we give up and quit. But quitting is not an option. Because, you see, our trials only refines us.
Yeah.
David find it challenging. He said, no, the Bible says fear. Instead of faith, fear entered his heart. And so he said, I'm not bringing the ark into my presence. And Obed-Edom was stuck with the ark. So I perceived he took his time to begin to study. How do I reverence and host the presence of God? And when God is happy, you will be happy. And God started blessing the household of Obed-Edom. And David heard it. And David said, Obed-Edom, come here. What did you do? I like hanging around people. I see God's hand is upon them.
Oh, yes.
I don't envy them. If I see God is blessing Pastor Atu, I want to come. Man of God, please show me. And that should be the beauty of Christianity.
True.
When God's hand is on somebody, don't be envious and don't castigate them. Don't try to, you know, talk down on them and subvert whatever God is doing there. Go to them and say, man of God, I see God's hand on you. What is the secret? What are you doing? David was smart. And so the Bible said he went and brought the ark. Why? Because the blessing that was now being bestowed on Obed-Edom and his household was meant for the entire nation. Oh, God. I wish I have time to expand this. But watch this. National blessings are going to come to you.
Amen.
If you learn how to host
Jesus,
his presence. Listen to me. In this last quarter, God will surprise you.
Amen.
The very earth upon which you walk, in Joshua 1, verse 3, wheresoever the soles of your feet shall tread upon, he said he has given it to you. This land will pour unto you rivers of prosperity. The land of your birth, the land of your sojourn will bless you. You will not lack.
Yes.
You will not need.
Yes.
You will not suffer. I speak and declare over your life. Let the north gate open this month and this last quarter. Let the south gate open. The east gate open. The west gate open. I speak and declare that the wind that blows will not harm you. It will gather your resources and your blessing to you. Men ordained by God, may they walk into your life and bring you the blessings that have been ordained for you in the season. Watch what the scripture says. Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him. Watch this. Because of the ark of the Lord.
Wow.
Because. So won't you pay attention to find out what is this ark? In the New Testament, the ark came down in the form of the Holy Spirit. How is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? How is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Are you quenching him? Are you grieving him? Are you ignoring him? Are you, if I don't learn to fellowship with his presence, host his presence, move in his presence, I will be walking outside the blessing. The blessing is with him. The blessing, in him we live, in him we move, in him we walk. Come to that place where you learn to host his presence. Amen?
Amen.
I want to pray for somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you've been through a lot. I know doctors have told you what you and I expected. Business has not been the way you anticipated it. You know, I was speaking to a congregation. When you walk with God, it doesn't matter which government is in power. It doesn't matter who is the president and who is not the president. We function and operate by the economy of heaven. If your prosperity and your progress in life is hooked and tied to a particular government, then you are not connected to the supernatural. My prayer for you today, may the Lord intervene in your health.
Amen.
And bring you healing and restoration.
Amen.
May the Lord intervene in your business.
Amen.
I know you are expecting some contracts. You have sent some proposals and you are waiting for a feedback. You have applied for some jobs and they told you we hear back from them and you haven't heard back. In this last quarter, beginning from this first day of the 10th month, I prophesy and speak and declare to you, may good news come to you.
Amen.
Your phone will come with divine alerts.
Amen.
And emails are coming bearing good news.
Amen.
The mail and courier deliveries are coming.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Good news is coming.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
But all of this begins with a relationship with Jesus.
That's true.
I don't know how you end up tuning into listening to this powerful radio station. But I believe that because God is saying to you, now is the hour of salvation. And if you hear him, harden not your voice. I want to pray with somebody who says, man of God, your word you brought this morning and the declaration that Reverend Atul led us to declare has touched my heart. And I want to draw closer to God. The doorway is Jesus.
Yes.
And I want us to pray this prayer. If you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, pray this prayer with me. And listen to me. Life without Jesus is full of crisis. Pray this prayer. And mean it sincerely. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This morning.
I've heard your word.
And I surrender.
My heart.
My life.
And my all to you.
Today.
I ask you.
To forgive me. And to wash me.
And cleanse me.
With your blood. Forgive me all my sins. And today.
I pledge.
That with your help.
I will live for you.
The remaining days of my life.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
For accepting me.
And receiving me.
As one of your children.
Amen.
Amen.
If you pray that prayer, please get in touch with us, inbox us, and let us know. Amen. My name is George G. Creppy on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know. Or reach out to the station. Let us know. And look for a Bible-believing church in your vicinity. And go to the pastor and tell them, I just gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I would like to learn how to grow in my faith. And I'm sure they will help you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Bishop. What